whatever you did last night. Live music, local talents, and music you won't hear anywhere else. The Morning After Show, every Tuesday, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday, the 1st of June. It's Rent Day 2018. And this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, chances are you or someone you are close to has Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, or some other inflammatory bowel disease. It hurts just thinking about it. If you're one of the millions of Canadians affected by it, you know it's no joke. On Sunday, the annual Gutsy Walk for Crohn's and Colitis is happening at locations across the country to raise money to help combat this disease. We've got a couple of participants here to tell us all about it and tell us how you can help. Plus, we'll fill you in on what's going on in theater this weekend, the usual call board, and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And our guests are standing by getting settled in, but we'll give them a couple of minutes. So before we start talking to them, we'll hear from Sissy Heathens.
No.
So sitting across from me now is one old dear friend and one brand new friend. So old dear friend, please introduce yourself.
My name is Elspeth Robinson, and I have Crohn's disease.
Mm-hmm. And who did you bring with you?
My name is Daniel Hee, and I am a volunteer with Crohn's and Colitis Canada.
Okay. Daniel, let's start with you. What is Crohn's and Colitis Canada? What do they do, and why do they exist?
Okay, so Crohn's and Colitis Canada is an organization that's dedicated to raising awareness about inflammatory bowel diseases, mm-hmm. and these include Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. So Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis are similar but different diseases. Ulcerative colitis affects the colon. That's why it's colitis, yeah. And Crohn's disease is more, it can happen pretty much anywhere in your intestine, which is extremely painful for people like Elspeth, mm-hmm. and it's a very invisible disease.
Yeah.
People suffer with it in silence. People don't like to talk about it, and so the organization is dedicated to raising money for research to fund new therapies and to raise awareness and reduce the stigma of having these diseases.
Mm-hmm. And where are we at in terms of therapy and where the research is at?
Right. So there's a lot of different therapies.
Yeah.
I take Remicade.
And Elspeth will take Remicade. There's also things like Humira, and these are all very different therapies. But
these are medications?
They're medications, yeah. The problems with these are that everyone has a very different response to different medications.
Yeah.
And so it's very difficult for some people to actually find a medication that works for them.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, sometimes these medications stop working.
Yeah.
So it's really important to have more and more research to find new therapies so we can have more options for these people.
Yeah. Is it classified as an autoimmune disorder?
Some people would consider it an autoimmune disorder. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so that's you're combating with the body's own defenses. So whatever you introduce to combat or to treat the illness, sometimes the body either gets used to it or rejects it, or you're constantly looking for new ways of dealing with it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
So Elspeth, how long have you been dealing with Crohn's?
Since I was 18. Mm-hmm. So that's quite a long time.
Yeah.
I guess about 30 years.
Yeah.
And I've had multiple surgeries for it. And as Daniel says, it's not talked about very much because it's kind of shameful in a way. And it's not a topic that people want to talk about either. It's not it's not dinner talk.
Yeah. it's not glamorous like leprosy or something. I imagine, throughout your life you've had to deal with it, and you've had some struggles with it.
Yeah, I really have.
Let's talk about, like, is it something that usually occurs to people around 18?
Well, some people get it when they're, this one fellow in our group who got it when he was 2.
Yeah.
And
I noticed looking in the website for the Gutsy Walk that there's a lot of kids involved. I mean, we're talking about a spectrum of disease. It's not just one disease, mm-hmm. but that whole range of irritable bowel illnesses, it affects people from all kinds of different ages.
Yeah, we've had a lot of people come through our chapter, and mm-hmm. the oldest person I've seen who was just diagnosed was, I think, around 66.
Wow.
So you can get diagnosed anywhere from 2 to 66. Yeah. And unfortunately, Canada has one of the highest rates in the world. So 1 in 150 Canadians has inflammatory bowel disease. So people that they might not talk about it, but you probably know someone who has it.
Yeah, so if you go to a hockey game with 16,000 people, there's a few hundred people in the arena that are dealing with that at the moment.
Absolutely, and there's been a lot of hockey players who have actually had the disease and come out and talked about it.
Is it Fleury? One of the guys?
Theo Fleury from Calgary.
Yeah.
He holds a golf charity every year, and he raises like about $1 million for the organization.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So the Gutsy Walk, it's happening on Sunday. You said it's been going on for about 20
years? 23 years. Uh-huh. Yeah. The organization's been around since 1974. So it started in the basement of Concerned Parents because back then we had no idea what this disease was.
Yeah.
And they had organized, they had monthly meetings together, and they started fundraisers. And then out came the Gutsy Walk 23 years ago. And every year we raise over $3 million.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So where does it take place?
This year it's at Trout Lake. Yeah. Actually, we've had it at Trout Lake for the last 2 or 3 years now. We used to have it at UBC, mm-hmm. but we thought Trout Lake was more central. Yeah. And we just do 3 laps around the lake, and it's a beautiful scenic walk.
I think it's about 3.7 kilometers.
That's right, 3.7 kilometers. You can bring your dog, and you can see other
people's
dogs. Yeah,
Trout Lake, dog-friendly park.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
The address is it's Hendry Park, and it's 3300 Victoria Drive.
Yeah, it's basically 16th of Victoria.
Yeah. And it goes from 9 to 12.
Mm-hmm. That's on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so people can raise money by collecting pledges?
Yes, you can do we have online systems and offline systems for people who are a little bit more old school.
Mm-hmm. And actually, we have one of the top fundraisers with us this morning, Elspeth. I noticed on the for the Vancouver walk, anyway, you're in fourth place.
Well, I want to be number one.
Yeah.
So. I don't have very long to make that, though. But yeah, it's amazing how many people will support you.
Yeah.
I used to work at the Museum of Anthropology, and a lot of people from there donated to me, and even my dentist donated, which I was surprised at. Yeah, and family and friends, it's great. A lot of people from CITR mm-hmm. have donated too, so it's fantastic.
Yeah, you've been part of CITR for almost as long as you've been. You've been part of this disease.
That's right.
Yeah. So that's good.
So we've got, if I could mention some of the events taking place.
Oh, yeah, please.
We're going to be having pizza and lemonade and granola bars mm-hmm. and water. And there's going to be a fire truck there.
Yeah.
And a kid zone, is that correct?
Yep, that's correct, yep.
And a mascot named Dr. Bear for the kids. And we're also having a silent auction, which will be quite successful, I think.
Yeah.
It's on a program called highbid.ca, if anyone wants to look it up.
Yeah.
And we've got... lots of memberships, a membership to the Museum of Anthropology.
Oh, that's valuable.
Champagne mm-hmm. and what else? Bart on the Beach tickets for As You Like It or Macbeth.
Yeah.
What else do we have?
We have a ukulele.
Oh, I bought a ukulele from Bone Rattle Music. It's purple. It's just gorgeous.
So that's going to be up on the silent auction?
Yep. Yeah.
All right.
And we have a certificate for two to the Whitecaps versus the Colorado Rapids. Mm-hmm. We have a...
So all that stuff will be available on the site on Sunday morning?
Yeah, in the silent auction.
Yeah.
So we've got quite a few things, so it'll be worthwhile.
Right. Okay. So is there still time to register if people want to participate?
Oh, absolutely. You can register up until the day. And we welcome walk-ons. You can register there
just
if you'd like. You can show up if you'd like. Just register. There's no minimum amount to donate. We just want people to come and be aware of what we're doing.
We're expecting about 450 people, I think.
Yeah.
And we're going to have cheerleaders along the route with Ghetto Blasters. So, and we're having a DJ as well.
Cool. Yeah. Sounds like it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it will be.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you want to find out more, you can go to the website, which is crohnsandcolitis.ca. And I've put a link up on the Dave Radio Facebook page for
great.
It as well.
Thank you. That's wonderful.
Great. Well, have a great day on Sunday and raise lots of money. And
we hope it doesn't rain.
And make sure, yes, hope it doesn't rain. Exactly. All right. Thanks for coming in.
Okay. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Dave. We were still fucking when the power came back on and we forgot to turn the TV and the oven off, and naturally we didn't notice. Downstairs had to phone us. I took the call at the end of the hall as I surveyed the damage thinking. Ooh.
not the money that I budgeted. It's not the thing I'm proudest of. It isn't hardly worth the mention. It's not the intention. In the air when you arrive somewhere you haven't been forever. Maybe by another route that takes another day. Maybe with a passenger you met along the way. Maybe with a different idea what you're gonna do.
You're a member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts on Commercial Drive at
Audio Pile, High Life Records, Mintage, People's Co-op Bookstore, Stormcrow Tavern, The Rio Theater, JQ Clothing Limited, and Bone Rattle Music Limited.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
That's Water Damage with a song called, that's Making Strangers with a song called Water Damage. I got to learn how to read the labels on the music player thing there for you. What do we got? 24 minutes after 12 o'clock on the 1st of June, 2018. Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. The Jesse Richardson Theater Awards Vancouver nominations have been announced. They were officially released on Wednesday. And a few of our good friends are involved. The awards themselves will be presented at Bard on the Beach on July 16th at the BMO Main Stage in Vanier Park. So different venue this year. Usually it takes place at the Commodore, but going back to their roots. Originally, the Jessies were held at the Playhouse Theater, and then they moved to the Commodore, and now they are returning to their theatrical roots to take place in a theatrical venue. So if you want to get into the festivities and that, you can find out at jessieawards.com. A lot of friends of the show are nominated for awards, so I just wanted to take a few minutes to pass on recognition to them. In the large theater category, outstanding performance by an actor, Steve Greenfield from Million Dollar Quartet, Warren Kimmel, who did Shylock at Bard on the Beach, Andrew McNee from Misery at the Arts Club, Luke Roderick from Top Dog Underdog, and Jonathan Wimsby of Beauty and the Beast. For outstanding performance by an actress in large theater, Lois Anderson from Angels in America, Nicola Cavendish from Happy Place, Jennifer Lyons from Hand to God, Margot Kane from Thanks for Giving, and Colleen Wheeler for Forget About Tomorrow. And I noticed that they kind of split Jennifer Lyons off there. She did a great job in Forget About Tomorrow as well, but you can only be nominated for one show. So good luck to Jennifer and Colleen for the great work this year. There's a couple of outstanding performances by an ensemble, some shows that we promoted here, including Circle Game at the Fire Hall Arts Center. That was produced by our friends Andy Cohen and Anna Kuman. That was the big tribute to reimagining of Joni Mitchell's music. Production of Almost Maine at Pacific Theater that we promoted, their ensemble was nominated, as well as the cast of Bitter Girl at the Arts Club. Outstanding sound design, another friend of the show, Murray Price, who did the sound design for Much Ado About Nothing, that tribute to Nino Rota, the Fellini-esque version of Much Ado About Nothing at Bard last year. Murray got the sound design and original composition nomination for that. Nomination for outstanding set design was Ted Roberts for Thanks for Giving at the Arts Club. And three directors who are friends of the show for outstanding direction, Lois Anderson for Fun Home, Stephen Drover for Hand to God, and Dean Paul Gibson for Top Dog Underdog, all Arts Club productions. Circle Game also got a significant artistic achievement nomination for Andrew Cohen for his musical arrangements. So well done there. In the small theater category, a few other friends of the show got nominated for Best Actor Awards. Tom Pickett for Ruined, John Voth for The Lonesome West, and Roki Yu for I Lost My Husband. Outstanding performance by an actress in small theater, Melissa Wee from A Beautiful View, Naked Goddess production that we focused on about a month ago. She's been nominated for Best Performance by an Actress. And a couple of ensemble nominations, one for the cast of Society for the Destitute presents Titus Bufonius, a Rumble Theater production. And Stephen Drover, the director of that, was also nominated for Outstanding Direction for Small Theater. And Katie Hoffman and Cheyenne Maberly of the After After Party also nominated in the Outstanding Performance by an Ensemble Small Theater category. Looking down now for Theater for Young Audience categories, Sarianna Milani, whose performance in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe for Carousel Theater was nominated, as well as Darren Boquist's lighting design for The Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe, and other outstanding artistic creation nominations. A couple of directors, Chelsea Haberlin and Deb Williams. Chelsea for Jabber, a Green Thumb production, and Deb Williams nominated for directing The Velveteen Rabbit for Carousel Theater. And one other final category to make note of, there's four scripts that were nominated for Outstanding Original Script, all friends of the show. Rachel Aberle for Green Thumb's The Code, Mark Laren Young for Pacific Theater's Bar Mitzvah Boy, Colleen Murphy for Rumble's The Society of the Destitute presents Titus Bufonius, and Giovanni Sai, who wrote the original script for Nine Dragons at the Gateway Theater. And once again, the Jesse Awards will be presented at Bard on the Beach main stage on July, 16th. Monday, July 16th at the BMO main stage at Bard on the Beach. And if you want to find out more about Jesse Awards, tickets are $30. You can get them at jesseawards.com. All right, let's listen to some more music. This is a new release from Nash Rambler. It's a tune called Bad Karma.
Cause I am free! suck it up. And he told me to move on. Where's the loyalty now? Where has it gone? Where has it gone?
Okay, now what? Let's see here. Oh, no. Nah. We'll let that go. I think we're having one of those days. It was a group called Nash Rambler, spelt with a G, and brand new release. Cool cover, too. All these World War II fighter planes carrying on, and plus an actual Nash Rambler on the inside cover too, so just for the artwork alone, we'll celebrate them. Let's see here. I think I'll just play another song.
You got the mark, I got the ring. I see my money, you roll the dice. So sit down on my knee, little girl, and take my advice. You got to get your ducks in a row, or else you pack your things and go. Cause if you wanna fret, fuss and fight, well, you better pack your things, get out tonight. Who is the gold? Who is the fool? Who digs the hole? And who is the tool? So I'm telling you simply, you got to get your ducks in a row, or else you pack your things and go. Cause if you wanna fret, fuss and fight, well, you better pack your things, get out tonight.
people from the day they are born. So you got to get your ducks in a row, or else you pack your things and go. Cause if you want a friend, trust and buy, yeah, you better pack your things, get out tonight. You got to get your ducks in a row. Things get out tonight.
About a month or so ago, we had a conversation with Tim Carlson of Theater Conspiracy about their new production. It's called Victim Impact, and it's the story of the largest Ponzi scheme in BC history, the tale of a former notary public named Rashida Samji, who drew her family, friends, and their communities into a vast web of deceit over an eight-year period from 2003 to 2012. Theater Conspiracy sort of took on the project as a documentary, a play, and a podcast series called Victim Impact, and the play is now ready for production. They are going to be opening next week, June the 8th, at the Kulch Historic on Venables and Victoria, and it runs until the 17th of June. So you just have about a week and a half to check this out, but it is a very thought-provoking and entertaining story and concept to check out. If you want to get some more background on it, you can go to theaterconspiracy.ca, no, conspiracy.ca, and look for the Victim Impact, the Fraudcast. And there's a series of podcast episodes that they produced to give background to this story. And if you don't want to listen to podcasts, just go see the play. It opens next Friday. Next Friday is a preview night. The official opening is next Saturday, and it runs until the 17th of June. And you can either get tickets at the Kulch website or at conspiracy.ca, and you can find out more information about that there. And also we'll share that on the Dave Radio Facebook page. We're going to take another break, and then we're going to tell you about what's going on at the Rio and some other stuff going on around town.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival returns to Calgary from June 20th to 24th, 2018. Discover over 250 bands, comedy acts, film, and art in more than 35 venues across the city. This year's festival features guest curator Deerhoof, innovative indie rock act Dirty Projectors, electronic innovators Mount Kimby, versatile folk pop duo Way Oak, futuristic hip-hop titans Shabazz Palaces, outsider pop auteur John Mouse, and many more yet to be announced. Visit sledisland.com for details, travel deals, and to get your festival pass. An Evening in Damascus returns for its fourth year.
Join us on July 31st as this fundraiser brings the soul of Syria to the heart of Vancouver with music, storytelling, dancing, wine, and food. All proceeds go to support queer Syrian refugees. For more information and tickets, visit eveningindamascus.com.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
So tonight at the Rio, JFL Northwest presents the Hodge Twins, the YouTube darlings who are going are touring, bringing their comedy to the live stage. They'll be on at 8 o'clock tonight at the Rio. And then the midnight show starting at 11:30 is Michael Jordan and the Looney Tunes guys in Space Jam. Tomorrow afternoon, it starts at 4:15. It's the Living Salish Sea. This is one of the Flashpoint's metaphors for issues affecting the environmental diversity and ecological sustainability that will severely impact future generations. The film looks below the mirror of the surface to explore some of the living treasures that inhabit the second largest inland sea in North America. And as a special treat, the director, Sarama, that's the director's name, Sarama will be there. On hand for a post-screening Q&A. So if you want to go check that out, you can get in for $12 at the door, $10 in advance, and doors open at 3:45. The show is at 4:15, and that'll be followed at 7 o'clock by ABBA the Movie and A Clockwork Orange. So if you've been to see Mamma Mia already at the Stanley and all you got in your head is ABBA songs, this will help to deal with that. So that's what's going on at the Rio this weekend. Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board. This is a feature of auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Axis Theatre's general audition notice, it's happening June 25th to 26th. You still have about a week and a half to submit for this. Axis Theatre Productions tour into schools and theaters, enriching curriculum, drawing audiences into stories, and giving them access to ideas in new ways. Their original physical theater productions tour provincially, nationally, and internationally. If you want to apply, you can send your application to info@axistheater.com. There's more information on it at their website, axistheater.com. Deadline to submit, June 11th. June 11th is also the audition date for The Emperor's New Clothes at the Vancouver Academy of Music. You can explore your love of theatrical performance in the Vancouver Academy of Music Summer Musical Theater Program, culminating in a semi-stage production of Side by Side and a full production of The Emperor's New Clothes at the new Kerner Recital Hall. So the auditions for Emperor's New Clothes will be happening on June 11th. All applicants accepted. If you want to find out more, you can go to VancouverAcademyOfMusic.com. Alchemy Theater is holding auditions this weekend for the Rocky Horror Show. That's going to be at the Waterfront Theater in October. The auditions are tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday at the Green Thumb Theater office, which is at Kingsway and Joyce, near the Joyce SkyTrain station. The address is 5522 McKinnon Street. For those of you Google Mapsers, you can just go to alchemytheater.ca to get a full cast description and more information on production of the Rocky Horror Show. Theater in the Country in Langley doing Rumors by Neil Simon. Those auditions are on Sunday and Monday at Theater in the Country in Langley. The production is going to be happening in September. Go to theaterinthecountry.com for more information on that. In New Westminster, Vagabond Players are doing The Haunting of Hill House by Andrew Leslie. This is a story that's been made into a movie several times, a classic horror story of more of horror of the imagination than actual Blood and Guts, but it's a great story. The auditions are next weekend, June 10th and 12th at the Bernie Legg Theater in Queen's Park, and you can find out more at their website, vagabondplayers.ca. North Van Community Players doing Norman Robbins' play, And Evermore Shall Be So. That's happening in October at Hendry Hall in North Van. The auditions are June 10th and 12th. They do request that you are capable of doing a suitable British accent, if don't you know. Align Entertainment Incorporated doing the musical Annie, and that's happening at the Michael J. Fox Theater in February of next year. And the auditions are also for The Christmas Story, which will be happening at in November of this year. So both plays, Annie and A Christmas Story, the musical, auditioning on June 10th, as well as the 16th, 18th, and 19th. You can find out more about that at alignentertainment.ca. Let's see. The role of the old man has already been cast, but they still have plenty of room for other actors and characters for that one. Langley Players Club is doing Be My Baby by Ken Ludwig. That's happening in October at the Langley Playhouse. The auditions are June 11th, 13th, and 14th. LangleyPlayers.com for more information on that. Theatre West Van doing the Farndale Avenue Christmas Carol, a British comedy. I think the title is longer, but they put the ellipses in the middle there. So, but you get the point. It's a British comedy about Christmas. It's happening in November at the K Meek Center. The auditions are in June 16th and 18th, and you can go to Theatre West Van for more information on that. Pi Theatre is doing a play called Her by Taylor Mack, spelled H-I-R. That is going to be starting in October. The auditions are June 15th and 16th. They're looking for someone to play the role of Isaac, a 24-year-old cisgender son of the main characters and brother to Max. Max is the main character, really. The character of Isaac is a character who is a former soldier who is dealing with PTSD while struggling to survive on the home front. Pietheater.com, P-I theater with an R-E.com for more information on that. Metro Theater in Marpole doing Cliffhanger by James Yaffe. That's happening in September. The auditions are June 19th and 20th at Metro. And finally, the Yellow Point Christmas Spectacular, the annual Vancouver Island event with productions that will be performing in Nanaimo, Courtney, and the McPherson Playhouse in Victoria in December. 14 performances in total. They are holding auditions later this month. Voice auditions are on the 22nd of June, and the dance auditions are on the 23rd at the Scotiabank Dance Center, which is at Davie and Granville. This year's Singing and Dancing Extravaganza includes musical tributes to Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, Nat King Cole, Michael Jackson, Frank Sinatra, as well as a collection of Disney classics, favorites from Gilbert and Sullivan's Pirates of Penzance, a Motown medley, Bing Crosby's White Christmas, and many more classic hits and Christmas favorites. You can email your application to razzledazzleproductions@gmail.com or find out more at Yellow Point Christmas Spectacular, all one big long word, .ca. All right, we've got time for some more music. Here's a new release from Lightning Echoes.
Simple, people are crooks, there's no way but up. There's comfort in darkness, beauty in starkness, and things don't always add up. Stop me if I run in circles, remind me why I carry on.
Hello. Hello. We just had a boop. We just had a boop. We just had the power surged, I guess is what you'd call it. Everything just shut off for a second. So that woke me up. it was a nice song, too. While I have your attention, I did want to mention a couple of other theater events that are going on this weekend. Ron Reed's Tolkien that we talked to Ron about last week at Pacific Theater is going on. That closes next weekend, so you still have some time to check that one out. The Revolver Festival from Up in the Air Theater is happening at the Cult Historic until Sunday. A new play by Yvette Dudley Newman called Titillations, fiercely truthful, funny, devastating. Titillations offers insight into some of the diverse embodied experiences of our mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends. That's at Studio 700, which is at the CBC building at 700 Hamilton Street. And tonight is opening night for United Players production of Nell Gwynn, directed by Jessica Swale, directed by our dear friend Adam Henderson. That's at the Jericho Arts Center at the foot of Discovery Street, just by the youth hostel. Nell Gwynn, of course, was a famous British actress and also the mistress of English King Charles II. This is a story about the restoration of the British monarchy, as well as liberalizing the laws around for performance in England, actually making it legal for women to appear on stage. So Nell Gwynn opens tonight at the Jericho Arts Center. And I think we're back and we can play music again, because that's it. That's our show. What a way to end it. Thanks for spending a lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. You can send your information to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com, and you can like us on Facebook. You can also find us on Twitter and Instagram. We're at Dave Radio, CITR, Dave Radio. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, you can check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. And stick around, because Audrey is up next, followed by Beppe Crespin Presents at 2 o'clock and Nardwuar the Human Serviette at 3:30. So I just got word power is fine. Everything's good. We just had a little hiccup there. So you can enjoy the rest of your day listening to Thunderbird Radio. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Hub Cycling is hosting Bike to Work Week on May 28th to June 1st. Come out and celebrate bike commuting across Metro Vancouver. There will be 45 celebration stations offering free drinks, snacks,
bike mechanic services, and great prizes. Along with winning prizes, participants help us work with local leaders to help improve cycling infrastructure in their communities. Check out bikehub.ca for more information.
Hey, what's wrong?
I've been looking for a job since I came to Canada, and I haven't found anything.
Have you tried WorkLearn?
What's WorkLearn?
Part-time jobs on campus for international undergraduate students just like us help me find a great job that's actually related to my studies.
Wow! I'll have to check that out.
You should. It's good pay, good experience, and good for your career. Just look for WorkLearn postings at www.careersonline.ubc.ca. You can even ask your profs and campus staff if they can create a job for you.
To participate in WorkLearn, you must be an international student seeking an undergraduate degree in a participating faculty and registered full-time with a study permit valid for at least 6 months. For more information, visit www.careers.ubc.ca.
Queer FM Vancouver Reloaded, playing your favorite tunes and mouth-humping your ear holes full of voice talk. Yeah, we do that.
Allow me to tell you about Unceded Airways.
What's that?
Isn't that some kind of indigenous radio show?
It sure is. Tell me, are you down for decolonization? Yeah. What?
I certainly wish I could hear about indigenous issues, people, and events on the radio.
You're in luck, because Unceded Airwaves talks about all these things and more every Monday morning at 11.
Music from indigenous artists and coverage of all the hot happenings in indigenous art and entertainment.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh, wow. And they broadcast all this from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people?
Find out for yourself. Monday mornings at 11. Yeah. Or find episodes online at CITR.ca.
Today we're joined in the studio by the Cedar Program Youth.
Where you are at?